gate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
It is well
with my soul.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Faithful. the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. You are the all-consuming fire. I worship you today. You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. Yes,
the victory, Lord, come and manifest yourself. call him Jimmy the Palmist, Samus, from out of Africa. Ah, what a Saturday this is going to turn out to be. I don't know. I had so many notes that I wrote out for Love Man Kent. I've been writing since last night, looking back at them and realizing the situation that I'm in here. I'm saying to myself, these notes makes no sense. So I'm just gonna feel my way. Consuming fire, the life we live. Do we really understand it? Do we really know when and when we will be called to yonder? Some people may say, yeah, that type of music, Love Man, wouldn't... Oh, trust me. Love Man sent his prayers every morning. He had a chain, including myself. I'm sorry, I can't take the call on the phone. I didn't want to go to church and all that. But I know this guy, just like all of us, we grew up in the islands. 60-70% of us listening now, we grew up in the islands, and of course we all attended church. You're looking at a choir boy here. You may not believe it, but we all attended church, and it wasn't too churchy, but it made me feel that I'm paying my respects to the man, Love Man Kent. But you know what? I jump into my Jamaican patueno. You know, I mean, I understand we're doing a Trinidadian. I want to just inflict the pain one after the other. Kenny G, one of my favorite singers coming out of Trinidad and Tobago. Love this singer. Love this singer. Just like I love the man himself, who we're paying tribute to at the moment. And the two of them just decided, well, Kenny, he caught the COVID. Anyone of you out there think this COVID thing is a joke? You're fooling yourself. You know what I mean? Talking to some of the young friends that I have who are doctors, including my nephew, these guys are going to pull out of the train, because they say it's totally dangerous. So those of you who want to play around and act like you're foolish, that's your prerogative. I won't even cater to the conversation. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to play something by the Mighty Bomber. Now, to be honest with you, I was not too familiar with the Bomber. For many years, I've never seen him on stage, but this guy is extremely witty. And then I'm going to go to Love Kenny G. And after that, it will be Love Man Kent, my friend. I will be talking with him. So please bear in mind. And then after that, After the Kenny G segment, we're going to have those of you who want to talk. And I'm going to turn it over to Pat Dillon. And she's going to direct you all. Because I don't have the mental or the emotional energy anymore. This is not tonight. It's not. It's an emotion that I'm dealing with here. I never knew that this man was even sick. I spoke to him, and you hear the song I'm playing in the background here. It's one of my favorite songs. It says, I love you. And I got myself in trouble the other day on Facebook, because last week, He texts me. What was this, Drew? You said something here that I don't understand. He texts me, and when he texts me, he said something about Kenny J. And I, in my rush, put it on Facebook as Kenny G. Now, Kenny G is a brilliant musician. I'm a big fan of his. So, I don't understand that, Drew. So you can text me back. Not G, what, whatever that is. Anyway, so I text and I put Kenny G. And, well, I got a great response. He has a lot of fans out there. So it's Kenny J, all right? He was laid to rest yesterday. Yesterday, Friday, yeah? And it's on Facebook, not Facebook, the other one. My brain's not working, so forgive me, folks, all right? So as I said before, what I'm going to do, I want to play something by the Mighty Bomber. I didn't even know this. I had to check with Martin Albino, and he told me in 1964, the Mighty Bomber whipped the Sparrow. I have to get Sparrow on the Zoom to ask him about that. So we're going to listen to a little bit of the Mighty Bomber doing the song that he whipped the Sparrow with. If Sparrow hear me saying whipped, I'm going to be in trouble. All right, so we just sit back, and then we're gonna get to the Kenny J, and then after that, anybody who wants to say something with regards to Love Man Kent, we will give you a chance, and then on the half an hour, we'll play nothing but Love Man Kent to 6 o'clock. All right? So stay tuned. Remember, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. We have to do that because it's the law. And we will be taking you through memory lane with people who have made an impact on our lives. Love Man Kent, you did in every sense of the word. Pleasant person, never see him. What's up, Stretch? What's up? I never seen him without that. So here we go, the Mighty Bomber. Joan and James. This is the song he won with.
Children, Joan and James, down by the seaside playing games. Two little children, James and Joan, playing games by themselves alone. Joan asked James what he wants to play. He making style and he wouldn't say. Whenever I remember, others have to laugh. The little soccer boy turn and he tell the crap. He say,
dying, dying, come and let me play little mommy.
A favorite game of mine. So he asked her what is her favorite game. She was calling so many different teams. Me and Plain, the little boy start to shout. I know them games where you're talking about. It's ring a ring a roses or hide and seek. I can't run about much cause I'm feeling weak. He said,
darling, darling, come here me play little mommy.
pretty little shack of love and chill, with five little children. If you want to know, is the favorite game that has them so. If you see them how they're living like mom and dad, so many purpose to represent Trinidad. You may think that I lie, but it's true, you see, because Joan is my wife and James is me. I say, darling, darling, come let me play little mommy. If you hear me, you is the mommy, and I tell you, I is the daddy. I'm born again, darling, darling, because you make love it all. So if you come up tomorrow, you go see them five little momo.
Okay, we got to pay some commercials because this station does have commercials, all right?
See the people at Lindsay Auto for Roofs and Childs, Door E in El Bazar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here. General inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto. For Rue St. Charles, that's over there in El Bazar, 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit Quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit Quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is the next person that is having me like, as they say in Trinidad, Basodi. My head is not good. This is Kenny J. I want you to listen to this voice. Being a Jamaican, we totally love people with voices. I'm not saying Trinidadians are a good singer, but listen to this guy. Oh, Kenny. Never seen you shine so. You know, I'm going to bring it back because I was talking over it. Beautiful voice. Want to say hello to a few people, but I'll do that after. Right after the Kenny J segment, we will be going with those of you who want to say something.
I've never seen you look so lovely as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlight in your hair that catch my eye. Have been blind, lady in red.
seen you shine so bright. You're amazing. I've never seen so many people wanna be there by your side. When you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling, such a feeling of complete and utter love as I did tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, no, no. Just you and me is where I wanna be, 'cause I hardly know.
Kenny J was described by his family as the man with the sweet voice who rallied his way into Trinidad and Tobago's entertainment industry at a young age, starting off at the school choir at St. Benedict's College. After he joined the police force, his family said he naturally became part of the police band, where he branched off and made a name for himself. But Kenny's daughter recalled his joyous nature at home.
Kenny always had a joke or three, you know, for every occasion. Always tries to keep everything light and happy. You know, in our family gatherings, I have a cousin who would actually have a notebook full of his jokes so he could go and be the jokester at his job.
Kenny was also remembered as a well-disciplined student even during his early days at Pleasantville Government School, and even the priest who officiated at his funeral could not believe he had passed on.
I think two nights before that I was seeing him on that do not hesitate, vaccinate. And you know, these things came back, and this kind of hit you hard, eh? They hit you really, really hard. Because I am seeing him, do not hesitate back, but I'm seeing him as in his health, not knowing that in another day or two. However, God has spoken.
His daughter said although Kenny enjoyed his time as a musician, there were always some ups and downs during his career, but he blossomed to become a household name in the entertainment industry.
So a little over 25 years ago, Kenny J would enter the Soka Parang domain with what is his most popular contribution to the art form, the paintbrush, and the rest is history.
The 69-year-old Calypsonian, whose name became synonymous with Christmas, passed away on January 2nd from COVID-19.
So thank you for the music, thank you for the love and laughs, and thank you for being you. Rest in peace.
Sonolala, TTT News.
Let me go.
Right after this, we will be taking greetings. I'm going to turn the mic over to Pat Dillon Moore, and she's going to, if you want to say something about Love Man or Kenny G, whosoever, all right, you can do that, all right? We'll listen a little bit of this. Hush your mouth.
Hush your mouth.
This guy was rude, you know. But I enjoyed his music.
Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth.
Is that gem I just saw there?
Everything you see, do. I don't know what is wrong with you. It's only shoo. I'm feeling to put something in your mouth.
needing to put something in your mouth. Something in your mouth, and you know what I'm talking about. Like a piece of ham, a piece of pastel, like a drink of rum, a drink of sorrel. Hey, I'm feeling to put something in your mouth. You know that way what I'm talking about. Oi, 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 oi. Janet buy new fridge and thing, and she husband they walking. Hush your mouth,
hush your mouth.
Your sister put up coating for 5 years the same old thing. Hush your mouth,
hush your mouth.
Every little thing you hear, everything you see do. I don't know what is wrong with you. It's only shoo shoo shoo. To put something in your mouth, I feel it to put something in your mouth. It's only running, only talking.
A feeling to put something in your mouth. Compliments of Kenny J. I never said that. We're gonna take we gotta put this in the background and take a few compliments of Pat. She's gonna do the chatting because you know her mouth never stops. So this is why we've been good friends for 300 years, ever since she was like 5 years of it. Did I ever tell you the story about Pat driving me without driver's license? You have a right to laugh. Yeah, we used to go to what was the place now? Every Saturday night, Professor would be there, 610 would be there, everybody would be there. What was it? Soca Village. And of course, somebody said to me, because I used to drop home all of them, right? And when we dropped off the last person, don't remember which, somebody said, could I drive? I said, sure. Because I was half drunk. So I'm sitting, and this is a big passenger van, 12-seater. Let me just finish my story. Let me just finish, and you can defend yourself after. Folks, I'm saying, well, at least I'll get myself a 15-minute sleep while she drive home. And after the initial move off, I sort of doze off, and then I jumped up. And when I look, the van is going two side street on the car, up to the exit, two side street, and then suddenly turn into this yard. And I'm saying to myself, you're still alive, Stretch? Good. I said, Pat, you have a license? You have your license? No. I nearly fainted. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, those were the times Soca Village was kicking. So I'm going to leave you and her to talk a little bit about Love Man Kent, because I can't. I really can't, all right? So I'm just going to put this song in the background. I know Love Man wouldn't mind this. You know, Love Man was one of the first persons along with Antoine and the rest of them who started Carnival, the costumes here. Anyway, go ahead, Pat, do your thing.
Well, a good evening to everybody, in particular those on the Zoom and those who are listening to us via the web and Montreal listeners on their radio. It was this past Thursday that about, I don't even know the time, 4:30, that phone rang.
5 o'clock you called me.
A 5 o'clock, it's about 4:30 I get the call. And I got the news. And the only other thing I could compare this feeling, the shock, was when Love Man Kent's good friend, Woodstock, died. Well, that tent look like they want to do it to us again, because the same screamer scream out. And then I did have to keep up my mouth. Same way I keep up my mouth now when Stretch telling those horrible lies about me. You just keep up your mouth. And I'm not used to it. It's just weird. I have not been given any official cause of death, but it's irrelevant. Our beloved Canadian iconic fashion icon and calypso icon and a community icon too, because there's very little community Caribbean expressions around that he was not a part of. There is a sorority and a fraternity of Caribbean musicians, those who make their primary living or on top of their day jobs, contribute to the Canadian Caribbean music sphere, and Kent did his share. I see a couple of people who are here. My relationship with Kent, well, you know, I was involved in Carnival very early. And then as part of my radio days, that would help see me hosting and doing things. And then I have a little daughter. Her name is Stormy. And Love Man Kent has the distinction of being the first person of bringing her on stage at Kent Park to dance. And that's when her love affair with Love Man Kent started. And anytime she had a show, the person who she would bring on stage was Love Man Kent. It does warm me a little bit to say that his last public performance was on Storm's 18th birthday viral internet show. And for me, it was one of his best performances. I'm not going to keep it up. We have other memories. I see Norma Smith O'Neill. I hope Norma remember the time we just get up 1 o'clock a Saturday afternoon and say we go in New York for a juve. Who could drive? We don't know. Kent! That was her go-to for any time you need a drive. Kent! And how we just arrive, sleep for an hour and hit the road and coming back. And there's just so many memories. I believe, I'm not sure if Jason is still here, because I know the Toronto Calypsonians have another event to attend this afternoon. So at the moment, if anybody see Jason, please flag me. Is Jason still there? Drew, could you please unmute Jason? Could you unmute your mic?
Sure.
I want to bring you in because you are, perhaps for right now, on the deck, the most celebrated and award-winning Calypsonian in Canada.
Thank you very much.
Using the Canadian metrics that we have.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask all speakers to be brief. We expect a few people. I do want to stay on behalf of the board of directors, the staff, volunteers. I'm sure Stretch will allow me to say the West Indian Rhythms crew and the Boom Boom Time crew. I send out condolences formally to Anne, his sister, who is on and who just wishes to watch. She is currently in Trinidad. Eddie Merchant in Toronto. Carl, who is based in South Shore, Quebec. And the names, I've been asking everybody for names, so I'm not sure if this is a partial list. I have Natasha, Nicole, Nicolette, and Kendra. He was a beloved. He was a beloved. Jason.
Yes.
Over to you, my love.
Well, at this time, you don't know. You don't know what to say.
Did you guys ever compete together?
Yes. Once.
One.
Toronto, yes. Yeah. But I like to say he was a member of our Calypso tent from Canada. We have the biggest Calypso tent right now called the Torchbearers Calypso tent. And he was a member, and he did 6 performances. You can see it on YouTube or Facebook. Okay. He was an excellent writer, and he was a professional at his performances. So Torchbearers Calypso Tent will do a tribute to Kent on January the 23rd. We don't have the link yet, but please look on my page on Facebook, and it would be posted before the 23rd.
And if you get it to Roma Spencer, Roma Spencer can get it to me and Stretch, and we'll circulate throughout Montreal.
Right, and she, well, you know, she's the manager of Macumba FP. So
nothing to say. Let me ask you this. Did he dress as well in Toronto as he did in Montreal?
Who's that? Yes. Me?
Kent Merchant, love man. Did he, when he hit the stage, was he a flashy fellow?
He used to live his performances. Like a concert, he came up and he did a song by Merchant called Pan and Danger. And he had the biggest pan in the world. Like you could put wheels on it. And that was his production, you know. And then he was so easygoing. Anytime you have a show and you call him, he never says no.
It's true.
He was. I don't know if we'll ever see one like him in our long, long time again.
Jason, I thank you for taking the time this afternoon for passing through this live tribute. And if nothing else, I do know that unfortunately when somebody falls out of the human race, it brings the rest of us a little closer. So let's keep the connection corridor between the Toronto and Montreal Canadian Calypso scene together. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm going to go over to Massman, where there is Calypso and Calypso competition. There is Mass in Montreal. And for sure, then we have our singers of songs, our makers of Mass. So former artistic director of Roots Cultural Association and a premier signature Mass man in Montreal. Mr. Ben!
Yes, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell me your brief recounts with the Love Man.
Well, we first got together, I think was in 74. The first time we had a king and queen competition, I never forget that. A lot of people didn't know that Kent first on the scene, Caribbean scene in Montreal, was as a band leader. Later on as a Calypsonian, and at the time, it was MRS Presents. It was Mikey, Rudolph, Steven. Roots was not around at the time. And we had a King and Queen showdown at Verdun Auditorium. And I never forget that. Kent had presented a queen, which was a cake. And evilness was in us that night because we knew he was going to win the queen competition because the cake lit up with the, you know, with the candles and everything. But the problem we had is that as it went along the stage, it was connected to a cord hooked up and we attempted to go and pull it out.
Shame.
Well, you know,
confession, good for the soul.
Yes. I admit to that. But we didn't think it was fair at the time. But it was a nice concept. And he did win Queen of the Bands that year. And MRS came second, you know. And that was my first involvement with Carnival, where Kent was involved. And we always had a nice relationship. The last time I met him was at Storm's 18th birthday party. I was there after he performed, he came over and he spoke to me. And I was in shock when I got the news, because it was Wednesday, not Thursday, as you.
Oh, so Wednesday, okay.
It was Wednesday, because I remember that well, because I went and get my booster shot. On my way upstairs, I got a call from a friend, wife, wanted to know if it was true, because the husband told her, well, Steve must know, call Steve. I said, well, I'm now getting in the house, I don't know. And if it's anything, the news would be home when I get in. From the time I hit the door, I asked, and I was told, yes, Pat just call and give us the news. And the next thing I know, Charmaine was on the phone. Trinidad called to give her the news. So it spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people was real shocked, because last time I saw him, he looked very healthy.
He looked so fat.
Such is life, you know. We never know. That's why we have to take care of ourselves and live well. Not with ourselves, but with each other. Very important.
I want to thank you. I want to see, is Norma Smith there?
Well, Norma will know a lot about him, because... I sent her the link also, just in case you did not.
Oh, me could I forget Norma? Norma and Ken, any little thing, right?
I
don't know who. Please unmute your microphone, Norma. I don't know if Kent was her lieutenant or she was the lieutenant for Kent.
I don't know the difference.
Norma Smith O'Neill, one of the most award-winning queen, mass band leader, cultural producer of anything Caribbean in Montreal, currently in Trinidad. Welcome. I know this hits you hard, girl.
Well, Pat, you know, at this time, you know, I'm not a talk. And it's hitting so much. I am consoling myself right now by saying God has have a reason for everything, you know, and we may never understand his wisdom. We may never, but we simply have to trust in his will. At this time, I mean, I'm so saddened by the sudden death. I spoke to him on Monday I spoke to him. And he actually sent a video for me, and I was quarreling with him, telling him, asking him if he preferred party than his life. That's the last conversation I had with Ken, asking him if he preferred party, because he said he was on some party, some show. Anyways, we did end up by saying he was going to see me soon. When I got the news that Ken passed, You don't want to know the state I was in.
Well, I saw.
Right now, all I could do is send my condolences to his family and all his friends, because he was a great friend. He was greatly loved. He was respected and admired. As far as I'm
where concerned. He gets his clothes, you you should tell me that. And red, of course, is a signature color.
No, no. Well, that we know for sure. When coming to the close, I don't know. I was saying, I wish I was there right now. I wish I was up there because I might have taken some of those hats.
Oh, God. Don't give me no idea, you know.
Yeah. So, but all I could say now is just that may his soul rest in eternal peace. We're going to miss him. I'm going to miss Kent like crazy because Kent, like Steve just said, Kent is the first person that actually encouraged me to start giving parties and all that, you know. And the first one, he introduced me to this guy. I think Gemma, I'm watching Gemma Rubin there. She might know him or even Stretch. And that was...
Could you unmute Gemma's mic? Unmute yourself, Gemma. And could you put up the mic for Gemma, please, Drew?
And he's the one who actually got me started in giving parties. And since then, the only thing is he used to make sure, he said as soon as Carnival time, he's staying very far away from me. Because he didn't like to see me with the argument with Pat and Gemma and Henry and all that.
What? We never all used to live good?
He would be there doing everything else. He would go to get whatever I want. And like you say, Pat, I was telling all the children who I say, all Pat had to do, all Kent had to do, was hear me say we have to go somewhere. We had to go New York. We had to go Boston, whatever, anywhere. That was it. That was Kent.
You know, literally, Stretch, me if I tell you, the idea liquid 2 o'clock. Car yes. Confirmed by 3. We must be reaching car 8 o'clock. 2 a.m. with then New York.
Yes.
I was eating jerk chicken on the road. Was we
right. All the time. So I know that I'm going to miss him dearly, his family, and all the friends, all the people I could think of in Montreal that he ever had any dealings with. I know that it will be me.
So I see nice Gemma see waiting, you know, here.
Pull Gemma in this conversation because I want to find out what she knows and didn't tell me.
Gemma, is a
I'm here helping Mr. Antoine get on Zoom.
excuses. Come on, Gemma, tell us the truth now.
Well, you know, Norma said we used to do a lot of things, me, Henry, her. But you know what? We all loved each other, and we loved Ken. No matter if we get into a little squabble now and then, but it we never held grudges, and we always
never
well.
Fight with it. One of the few persons I never fight with. One of the few people in Montreal, and we never quarrel.
Yes. No, but who me or Kent?
Me and Kent.
Me too. I mean, Kent was really working with me. No matter what. I was doing and I called him, he would come. He was there for us for the Spice Island Cultural Festival when we were in the park for 2018, 2019. And, you know, just on Tuesday, we were texting each other. Hello. On Tuesday, we were texting each other. And then Wednesday, I get this phone call that I just couldn't believe it. And I'm really, really, really... offering my condolences on behalf of myself and my family and the Spice Island Festival and Playmass Montreal. We are going to miss this guy. He was so funny. His sense of humor was fantastic. He always had us cracking up. And that's a good thing that I remember about him. His clothes, first of all, his big white Chrysler 300 car and his sense of humor and his wonderful calypsos. So I'm gonna miss him terribly.
What is your favorite Love Man Kent tune?
Well, the favorite, oh my God, there's so many. But you know, the one that he did recently, Tall Boots.
Tall boots.
I like that. And, you know, he's a legend. And I think he was the best dressed calypsonian in Montreal. Don't kill me, doggies.
Never mind, doggy saga boy looking for you.
Doggies and saga boy, don't kill me. But I would say Kent Merchant.